Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today we have part one of our conversation with Dallas County Supervisor Mark Hansen. And Mark, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Happy to be here.
No, and we're really happy to have you. So I know you have been a supervisor, or you've been on the committee for 20 years. You decided not to seek re-election. Can you talk to us behind that decision and maybe what you've seen in your 20 years? Because I know it's probably a lot of growth for sure.
Well, I mean, Dallas County has obviously changed, right? I first ran in 2004 when Bush was running for president.
Wow.
And then I was reelected with Mr. Obama two different times, Mr. Trump and Mr. Biden. So I've won five countywide elections.
Yeah.
But when I started, the 2000 census had Dallas County at 40,000 people. And today, now our 2020 census has us at 100,000, slightly less. But with the growth of Waukee and West Des Moines and Urbandale, the actual numbers are probably closer to 115,000, maybe 120,000 people now. So if you think from over those 20 years, we've gone from 40,000 to 120,000 people. The county's had to adapt and grow and provide services to that group of people. So it's funny when you look back at it now and say, man, it seems like just a few years ago, but there's a lot that's happened over that time. Early on, we had problems with the courthouse, and we had to do a bond issue and fix and repair the courthouse, and that was a $10 million bond issue at that time. We had to pass a bond issue to get the law enforcement center built. Today, we're completing the construction of the admin building that's being built north of town or north of the square on Adel. We had to rehab the old poor farm, which now houses our mental health, our public health, Department of Human Services we have to provide space for, our emergency management, our E911 departments are all at the farm north of town. But we own that 570-acre farm as well. Instead of operating it as a county department, we actually cash rent it at Iowa State University rental rates to DMAC. And DMAC runs all of their ag programming out of that farm. So we've done a wetland build there so that students can learn about water management and nutrients and cover crops and application of fertilizer, and it's an actual farm operation. It's also kind of cool that DMAC has their veterinary students come out on a regular basis as part of their curriculum, even if they want to deal with the small animals, dogs and cats and other critters like that. They have them actually work with the large animals, so the cows and the pigs, and are part of that curriculum. So that's really good for Dallas County to have that agriculture, because we still are an ag county, outside of the fact that most of that population growth has occurred within the suburbs of Waukee and West Des Moines and Urbandale and Clive. We still have an obligation to support the farm community and the ag community as well. Certainly the whole bike trail connection thing that you're familiar with. When I came on board, we had the Raccoon River Valley Trail that would run from the Clive Greenbelt through Waukee to Redfield, up to Panora, and then up to Jefferson. But the North Loop was built and created, and then the High Trestle Trail was built. And just recently, we were able to connect from the High Trestle Trail in Woodward all the way to Perry. So now the biking community has a fabulous trail. It's a quality of life thing. And yes, it costs money and to maintain, not just to build, but to maintain. But I view it as a linear park. It allows someone from Waukee to go to Perry and see things in Perry and do things in Perry. And the interconnected aspect of learning about the other small towns or other communities that are near you as part of that experience, I think, is what makes that Raccoon River Valley Trail experience a fantastic product to have. We've got the beauty of the Raccoon River system. Yeah. You know, you got the North Raccoon and the Middle and the South Raccoons come together, and you've got that. The Conservation Department has done a phenomenal job over the years with the Keene Conservation Area, the Glissman House, the Dayton Stagecoach House, and the museum in the Forest Park Museum just south of Perry on the bike trail. Yep. About the history of the county. I mean, there's so much that I could probably talk about that I'm really proud about. Yep. Having been involved with so many of those projects over the years.
No, and that's awesome. We're speaking here with the Dallas County Supervisor, Mark Hansen. And really, like you said, I mean, there's a lot that goes on in those 20 years that has happened, a lot of great things. So it's just, I think, really a lot of things to highlight. You know, you talk about putting money into the trail. Something else, of course, you mentioned in Adel was the new administration building. And there's been a lot of money that has went through that. There's about to be kind of the grand opening, if you will, coming up here in the month of October. So that's happening soon. Can you just talk about your excitement? I know your offices will eventually kind of move in there. I know you were saying hopefully before the end of the year. But I know, I mean, attending the supervisors meeting, this has been just in the conversation and a lot of updates. It's been a long time kind of coming.
Yeah, I mean, I think the one thing that even your general listeners don't fully understand is maybe what the county's role is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I live in the city of Waukee, and so I pay city taxes, and there's a city road department, a city police department, and the city council determines my living situation. But there are a lot of things that the county does for those residents. We do the mental health. We do public health. The sheriff runs the jail and the judicial system. We've got to provide space for that. The elections, the real estate, the tax collection, EMS as appropriate, emergency management as appropriate. So these are all functions that the county provides, you know, the county engineer and the roads that connect the cities together. And certainly, if you don't live in a city, the sheriff is your law enforcement, or you're dealing with county planning and zoning, or you're dealing with county environmental health. And so we've got to function as the county to provide those services to the unincorporated residents of the county. But when you've had that kind of population growth, I have to put my positive vibes out there for Julia Helm, who's our auditor. The auditor runs the election function. To go to the number of precincts that we've had to add census after census, where you've got to have election officials hired to be there on election day, and I think we're up into the 40 precincts now, with election equipment to be able to accept those voters. It wasn't like that when there were 40,000 people. We've doubled that, or tripled that, actually, if it truly is 120,000 people. And that would be true on all the county functions, whether it's the treasurer with the tax collection, or the treasurer with the license plates, or the recorder with the number of real estate documents that are being filed, marriage, birth, death records. I mean, these are all county functions that cities don't do. So yeah, the county does collect tax. Yes, our tax rate did go up this last year on the county level, but we were the lowest taxed county in all of Iowa last year. We were 99 out of, or number one out of 99, or 99 out of whatever,
right.
Lowest tax rate. With the increase this year, we did go to number four lowest in the state.
And now we'll end part one of our Dallas County Let's Talk program with Dallas County Supervisor Mark Hansen. We'll be back tomorrow with part two. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.